This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the flow now.
Get that album tomorrow. That'll be something to listen to. There's all kinds of like rumored guest spots and everything else. I got a story about that coming up at, I think I'm going to do that at 9. Right now, though, we got some other stuff happening. First off, I'm going to talk about the Facebook page. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show, like if we're talking about a movie and there's a trailer, I got to show information or whatever, we always put that stuff up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because that way you don't have to go looking for it. Just bookmark the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about goes right up there. It's a good resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated on all the latest trash and news. Check out our Facebook page. It's just amazing.
Now. Go there now.
No.
What are you doing?
No. Don't do it now. No. Not now. Actually, I'm looking at this. I probably do have a couple things we're going to throw up this this break. Dune 2. You watched Dune 1, right?
This I did.
New Dune. And what were your thoughts overall?
Well, Dune 1, I didn't understand. Well, A, I didn't know there was a book, so I hadn't read it. I've now read it, but one of the things
you neglected.
No, I haven't, okay. Not yet. But you neglected to tell me that the weakling boy that goes on to become the hero, he was a weakling in the book. Mm-hmm. Like this, so this casting for him is as it should be. This Timothée Chalamet guy.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm sitting there watching this, I'm like, that guy?
Well, they even make jokes about his diminished physique.
Do a push-up, dude. Like, mm-hmm. How are you going to rescue the world without...
String beans can do things too, Vin.
No, they can, and I believe lots of string beans are currently running the world right out of the Silicon Valley here. But I'm saying in terms of like actually being able to fight and swing, you know, a weapon and all that stuff.
Yes. Which does seem to be part of what has to happen. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now I understand that casting is as it should be.
Yes.
And, okay.
What'd you think of the book? I mean, it is really very, I think it's very different than what they've done their own thing.
It is very different. It's a little more labor intensive than I like a book to be, in that there's lots of words where I'm like, what do they call her? The mom?
She's a Bene Gesserit?
Yeah, these weird words that don't mean anything and you have to wait to go.
What is that? What does it mean?
Oh, and then I still haven't even gotten to the part where you said she's got kung fu grip, which is a thing.
I feel that's pretty much in the beginning. I mean, it's been years since I read those, but I feel like that was definitely alluded to without it having. So I think it's like
So it missed me.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh. They sort of laid it out, but you get that she wasn't supposed to fall in love and marry.
I get that they're not even married.
Oh, they're not even legally married?
I don't think they're married.
But she's his...
Yes.
Yeah, and she's the mother of...
Yes.
Right.
But I don't even think they're married.
Mm.
So anyway, I didn't know. No, I did not pick up that she has kung fu grip
She can control every muscle in her body.
Right. No, there's no, at no time while reading Dune, yet anyway, did I get this reference, because I might have been better take a break. There's something's happening.
What, down there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't get a lot of use. We were talking about marriage earlier. It's not getting.
Sure. Something like Dune.
Right.
Exactly. Sure. The wind blows. Oh, well.
Right.
I guess I got to. Excuse me for a minute.
Take a break.
Yeah. No, check something
anyway,
out.
I like it. It's fine. The movie was fine. Am I in a rush to go see Dune 2? I am not.
You know, I'm with you. But then I read this and I did think to myself, oh, yeah, there's a lot of really good. Because first of all, they've added new characters. They really aren't being true to the book at all in this one.
And the gross guy. Ugh.
I know. The floating gross guy. They're not being super true. The overarching story does seem to be sort of following it. But, like, there's this whole cast of characters that aren't even in it. Like, is it Zendaya?
She's,
there's no Zendaya in the book. And there's a lot more about, I think the little girl's name is Aaliyah or something, right? The one who's born knowing, you know, with the eyes and the...
I don't even remember it. No. I didn't enjoy the movie. I didn't think it was great.
Right.
So, you know, I won't go see the second one. I'm not interested.
What if it's just for stream? Because I also thought, well, I liked the first one. I thought, okay, that was pretty good. And I'm familiar enough with the story that I sort of know what's going on. So I'm actually thinking I'm not going to go to the theater and see this. But although people will. This was a huge movie. But Dune 2... It's Steven Spielberg is calling it one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen. So he does a sit down with the guy who did this. The guy's name is Denis Villeneuve. I don't know how to say his name. But he's the director of the movie. So the two of them like sit down and do some kind of a, you know, we're both great director tete-a-tete thing. So are you giggling about that?
Yeah, well, okay. Impressions here.
Well, Steven wants to put himself in front of other directors so other directors can say, you paved the way for everything I've ever done. I just want you to know that. And then he can say, now that you've properly kissed my ass, let me tell you why I like your movies.
Yes, yes. And he does kiss his ass.
No, like, I know. I'm sure it was a very, very, you know, I get you, you get me.
He says, there's a couple of the quotes. And by the way, mild spoilers in here. I mean, we've all seen the popcorn bucket. So we do know that there are giant sandworms.
Oh, right.
You know, there's a bit of a spoiler in here. If you're really determined to not hear anything about the film, you know, come back in 30 seconds. So he sits down. This is Steven Spielberg, one of the great directors. Not yet. I'll tell you when. I'll give you a heads up.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg, one of the great directors, sits down with director Denis Villeneuve.
Just go with whatever. Nobody knows him.
Denis V. And tells him he's part of his short list of directors who are builders of worlds. You're like George Lucas or Tim Burton or James Cameron or others. And there's a scene. Okay, here we go. This is the mild spoiler. There's this. Thank you. There's a scene in the movie where Timothée Chalamet rides a sandworm for the first time. That's right. He bests a sandworm and takes it for a ride. And the thing doesn't
somehow...
Like the
kids ride the subways, there he's riding the sandworm.
Yes, which it actually seems way more dangerous to ride a sandworm because they just dive into the sand and seems like you'd just get scraped off.
Well, that's at least safe. I mean, there you are on the ground.
Oh, so you feel like you didn't get sucked
under,
in. You just let go of the reins and now you're just standing there.
Oh, but if you hold on, you suffocate, right?
Well,
it seems like you would. And then here's some quotes. This is, these aren't spoilers here. If you're coming back now, you're safe. Here's
Welcome
the quotes. Back. These are the more gushing from Steven Spielberg. By the way, I don't have any reciprocal gushing coming from.
Oh, I'm sure the whole first 20 minutes of this thing was, I can't believe you're talking to me, Steven.
Oh, my God.
You're why Can I got into friends? Film.
Do you have a yacht? Could we go
I've
for a cruise on your yacht?
I've never loved anyone like I love you.
I make really good cheese sandwiches, and I would like to make one for you. Do you like that, or is there a certain kind of cheese, or are you dairy-free or vegan?
Steven Spielberg, come on.
I know. So here's the quote.
Right.
This is a desert-loving story, but for such a desert-loving film, there's such a yearning for water in this movie. For all the sand you have in this film, it's really about water. The sacred waters that are yearning for green meadows and the blue water of life. You film the desert to resemble an ocean, a sea. The sandworms were like sea serpents. You made the desert look like a liquid.
What is he saying?
Okay. You're asking the wrong person.
All right.
All I know is that's just, it's like, I don't know what he means, but I know ass kissing when I hear it.
Let me tell you this. First of all, the way you say his name is a huge turnoff and has made me think of this guy as just a clown.
Dennis Villeneuve?
No, the Talib Chalamet.
Oh, Timothée Chalamet?
That is a just...
But you like him as Wonka?
I'm getting to it. Okay. Let me finish, right. Please. I think of him not only because of the Dune part, but this way you say his name, he's a clown show to me. And
Give
then...
Okay.
He does, yeah, that.
He's a clown show.
And then he does Wonka, and he's spectacular in that movie. Really, he sings, he dances, and he acts, he does a great job. And I thought, man, this guy can do it. He's just got to be cast correctly, and people got to stay away from saying his name out loud when you watch him do his shows.
Oh, Timothée. It's so cute. It's adorable.
I don't like it.
Very manly, Timothée Chalamet.
And I like that in the interview segment that Bryn played us, and the guy goes, so how do you say your name? And his response was, any way you want.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the way.
Timmy.
Like, okay,
Timmy.
Great.
Just call me Timmy.
Because if he had responded with his
pinky
up,
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, if he had responded very,
say it very staccato.
Highfalutin. I would have been bummed. Like, ugh. What?
No, he's cool. I love that
guy. I like him.
He's actually, if you've ever seen him host Saturday Night Live, he definitely does not take himself too serious. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he has an ego. Everybody in Hollywood does. He knows he's a hot young thing, but he is willing to poke fun at himself. And he does this little tiny horse thing that is the funniest, dumbest, weirdest thing where he's singing this whole song. And
I haven't seen that, but he was pretty good in one of those other, is it Wes Anderson?
Yes.
Whatever movie he was in with that guy, he was good in that as well.
Is that about the hotel one?
Might be.
With Saoirse Ronan?
It's not the Hotel Mumbai. It's a different one.
Right. I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you're...
Anyway, he was good in it. Well, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's good in Wes Anderson movies. He's just a genius. Actually, speaking of Wes Anderson...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I've been sitting here for a couple of days and... we were talking about this the other day ago. Wes Anderson just won an Oscar for The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It was an animated short.
Mm.
And it's that story by Roald Dahl. And we talked about that because they're releasing this sort of like semi-anthology of these things. But it turns out these are all done by Wes Anderson.
Mm.
So I'm like, holy crap, I got to watch this thing. So Wes Anderson wins his first ever Academy Award on Sunday night. I'm laughing at. I'm excited to see it.
Is that your inside your head?
Oh, my
holy
God.
Crap!
Yeah, but
I gotta watch that thing.
I know, I'm gonna love that. So he made four Roald Dahl. I don't know how to say
I wish
it's
I
like
could
Ronald,
be in there
Roald,
when all those thoughts Roald, are banging Roald, around. That'd Roald, be so much fun.
Roald Dahl. He made four adaptations for Netflix in 2023, and now they've repackaged the four short films into an anthology. It's called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and three more, and it is already out. It's been out for a while, but just if you're a big, I find Wes Anderson movies to be so charming, and so I just love things that are a little bit off. Like, everything's off with his movies. I love them. So I'm definitely going to watch this, and I didn't know if it was like clear that all of these things are from Wes Anderson.
If you're into modern filmmaking, they might be way too slow for you.
They do have a pace.
Yes, they do.
Heavy on the dialogue, generally. But clever.
I don't like them. Mm. I'm not saying you won't like them. I'm saying modern filmmaking... there's that attention deficit. They're trying to keep everything, move it along, and the action and the green screens and all this stuff that's seamless and crazy. And it takes all your concentration to stay like involved because there's so much happening. One of his movies, it takes all your concentration because they're so slow. You could easily be like, I give up.
Even when they're going slow, I'm like, oh, look at the juxtaposition of that plant against that house.
I agree.
Look at the list. You have to find other things to be to entertain you when the boring parts are happening.
Right.
Anyway, all of this is sort of avoid.
Roald Dahl's.
Yeah.
Four films it's by on, Wes Anderson.
Yes, and they're on Netflix. All of that was just to sort of put this off. Yesterday we talked about, for the last couple days, we've been talking about Sean Diddy Combs and the trouble that this guy is in. It started Monday when all his homes were raided at once and his sons were actually handcuffed to keep them out of the way.
Well, it started prior to that with a bunch of accusations flung at him and
but
lawsuits and more, yes. Right?
And everything this week is, you know, began on Monday with that and all these new revelations about some of the stuff that he's... And yesterday, I think it was, we heard about this Camp Diddy, which... We found out that Usher attended at age 13.
Usher.
So we find out, like, there's a lot of gross stuff going on here. Like, when someone says sex trafficking, you know, we talked about this yesterday, how your thoughts about what that are, what that is, what sex trafficking is not always what it, like, yeah, I'm thinking plucked from this place and put to work over here. And a lot of times it's just providing. It's like pimping, you know? You sort of gather these people, groom them up.
I don't know, but I do understand that you're trying to explain it to us.
Anyway, I don't even understand it. It's just all these things that have been thrown at him. And he settled immediately with this woman, Cassie, who was a girlfriend, apparently, and said he was depraved and tortured her and sexual misconduct and rape and all these allegations. And he turned that around. And that was kind of the beginning of the real trouble for him. Because then a bunch of people came out of the woodwork, and including this $30 million suit.
Well, you do expect someone who's completely innocent to say, I will fight you in court if it takes everything I've got to clear my name. And he didn't. He went,
what's it going to take? Yep.
I'm going to cut a check here.
Exactly. Let me pull out the checkbook.
Within a minute, too.
Within 24 hours, they had settled.
Mm-hmm.
He must have thrown so much money at that woman. Just, you got to shut up. Mm-hmm. No, and then maybe if he'd known that the next day there were going to be 30 more lawsuits, he wouldn't have. So yesterday we hear about Usher, and Usher's given interviews where he kind of talks about this. He's a 13-year-old boy, and he gets signed, and L.A. Reid goes, we're going to send you to Diddy's camp. You live at Diddy's camp and we're talking about Diddy's house. You're going to go there.
That's just a cute term they use, right? That's not an official thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Usher actually was the one that's where I heard it from, with some quote from these interviews that he was doing. But basically, he's a 13-year-old boy, and he gets thrown into P. Diddy's house. He was like, every door you'd open, there'd be someone banging or an orgy or, you know, there's drugs everywhere. It's just, I don't know what they were hoping, like, harden him up. To turn him from a 13-year-old to a 25-year-old. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish with that. So there's a very... Now, how would you describe this video? This is Sean Diddy Combs and a 15-year-old Justin Bieber who is enjoying hanging with Diddy.
I would describe it as a young kid very excited to hang out with a superstar. You know, in the same way, I guess Michael Jackson maybe was like, hey, I'll take your kid to Hawaii and... stoke your parents out with this trip, too. In this clip here...
Yeah, roll me what you've got.
In this clip, I'll give you some of the video first, because he does give him a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
Gives him this.
By the way, Justin is 15 and has just been given a Lamborghini.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to be driving this next year.
Yeah, when you get 16... You come down and you gotta, you know, wear your seat.
I mean, I'm 15. You can ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not yet.
No, not yet.
Slow down, Jess.
Okay.
Let's slow down, okay?
One step at a time.
But, yeah, the keys is yours.
Yeah, one step at a time. Let me go show you what we do in these bedrooms.
So this video is taking place at P. Diddy's house.
And he's just pulled the cover
and
off
he's giving
of,
him a...
giving him a Lambo. Okay. And then there's more to come. Here we go.
Then, when you get 18, you get the house.
He gets the mansion. So he's giving him that.
So am I to understand that P. P. Diddy signed Bieber to a label and that all this stuff is part of that contract. Like, you're going to be a big star.
I think Usher signed him and said, you got to go to Diddy's
house. Usher was under Diddy.
Yep.
And then and Usher signed Bieber, so
and
he's
then
kind
he
of under that same
to
umbrella,
camp.
Too.
You gotta go to camp.
Mm-hmm.
The same camp that Usher said, hell no, I would never send my kids to that. But he sent Bieber down.
Well.
Okay, so now let's hear some of this audio.
All right, here it is.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy. They're having the times of their lives, like you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know, he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
We're going crazy.
Hold on. Buck
I'm
full.
I'm taking this out tonight.
Buck full crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing?
Apparently.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you want to do? What you want to do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go get some girls.
A man after my heart. That's what I'm talking about.
Here, just open this door. There's a bunch of them right there waiting for you.
Okay.
His voice hasn't even started to crack yet, let alone change. And Diddy's going to traffic some girls his way. Yikes.
It's really creepy.
That's the word, Ben.
Like, I would say most 15-year-olds would say that same thing. Let's go get some girls.
Mm-hmm.
Except other 15-year-olds would say, all right, let's take the bus to the mall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when they said, let's go get some girls, they'd mean like, we'll go to the mall and we'll buy them an Orange Julius.
No, we'll see them and be too scared to talk to them. That's what'll happen.
You know what? That's exactly what'll happen. We'll be there and we'll act like real cool hanging out by the Chess King. Yeah. And then they'll come by and they'll think we're cool, but they'll also be too shy to talk to us.
But imagine if we had a 40-year-old rich man.
And a Lambo out in the mall parking lot. Yeah. This is going
to
be great.
I'm surprised that no one has reached out to, maybe they have, and he just has said, I am not talking. But you'd think that people would have reached out to him now and said, what's the deal?
Right.
How were you treated? Were you mistreated?
And he's super religious now. So I wonder if that was a direct backlash to some of the way he was living. And what he, because he was just out of control for a while. Justin Bieber was just never in the news in a good way.
Here's a headline that I just saw it as you were talking.
Okay.
Diddy's former backup dancer, Tanika Ray, says she just knew to avoid him at all costs.
There's also a weird story today. I'm not going to have time to get into this, but the headline is 50 Cent's ex, Daphne Joy, is that same Lil Rod lawsuit.
Oh, Lil Rod.
He's accusing her of being Diddy's alleged sex worker in this lawsuit. He says that there were at least three women that Diddy bragged about paying a, quote, monthly stipend for them to basically live at the house and do whoever he said to do. Which
and now Diddy or now 50 is
50 used to date this girl and they're tying in who this her name is Daphne Joy, she's a beautiful girl,
but she worked for Diddy, then did 50 and had a baby with her.
I think that she was with 50, they have a kid, and then
she went on to work with
she went
Diddy.
On to work for
got
Diddy.
It after the fact.
I'm not
okay.
positive on the timeline though, and we're not going to get to explore that, but anyway, there you go.
What are we looking at?
They raided his surveillance room, so they're going to have that.
He had a surveillance room.
For his mansion. Of course he does. Like most stars would, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if some of those rooms were.
So
yikes.
Had extra cameras.
What they're going to come up with. The FBI has the hard drives now.
So it looks like they really pulled that house apart. TMZ, yeah. I don't know how TMZ does this. Look at that. That is destroyed.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at a closet that has been gone through
and
not neatly.
No, they tore. This was a surprise. They hit all three houses at once.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, was it LA?
Oh,
it was
the
like
drawer
Miami,
on
LA,
the
New
left,
York.
They would have found my step. You know, like if you're looking at this room, you'd go, Well, I guess I would have had that in that drawer there down in the way back with underneath some whatever it is.
Right.
I don't know what it could be, but yikes. Well, they were looking for something.
They sure were. The safes are open. It looks like a very thorough job, doesn't it?
Looks like a very nice house, too.
All right. I'm sure it's very nice. The guy's a billionaire. I'm sure it's like the nicest house we've ever seen.
Well, and this is one of the weird things is he's had money for a long time now. So, you know, it's kind of like that. Some of the crimes R. Kelly was up to.
Yeah.
Because he had money and people knew of his fame, they were falling in line with him and helping him and doing this. So it was allowed to go on. And that's where, once you feel, emboldened? Like, oh, well, we get away with this. No, there's no one can stop us from this. Then suddenly it's, if we can do that, we can do this then.
Yeah. Where is the line? Let's hopefully never find it. Just keep on pushing.
Mm.
We're billionaires. Yeah, I'm a billionaire.
Nobody says no to me.
Okay. I'm out of time. What's coming up then?
Sasquatch and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I want every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, we've got Alice escape for that guy. Keep listening for details. Right now, I want to tell you about Maren Morris. Jane, all this week, 6:05 in the afternoon, she gives you a keyword. You text that to 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris, May 29th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is celebrating its 60th anniversary in 2024. For 60 years, Fremont Bank and its foundation have been improving the quality of life here in the Bay Area by supporting hundreds of local community organizations. Fremont Bank is here for you and here for good. Join the celebration at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. Right now, blue skies.
Yeah, it's pretty out.
Today is a break from the rain. We should still see clouds on and off. And then the storm hits again tomorrow and Saturday with a snow advisory in Tahoe if you're headed up. So check that out. I don't think it'll be bad enough to need chains, but you'll want to check before you go.
Just good planning, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure these things out.
So today is opening day for baseball. The A's will play at home tonight.
Oh.
While home is still here in Oakland
at
7 o'clock. The Giants are in San Diego to begin the season, and that's a 1 o'clock game time. I love that. I love the midday game because sometimes, very rarely, but sometimes I will be home and I'll think, you know what I can do? I can watch a ball game.
Mm.
Click. And just kick back. I love it.
Something about daytime games, too. It always reminds me of, like, you know, and you probably, your dad was a garage guy. Like, my dad was a garage guy. He was always in the garage, and he always had, like, a game on. It just, like, really reminds me of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think I have a transistor radio at my house. I think we may have one of those emergency wind-up radios.
I should still have one of those, yes.
Yeah. I don't know where it is, but...
It'd be a good idea. I mean, once you get family life rolling, you're like, where's the time to double check our emergency stash of stuff?
Right. But if,
I need to do that.
And if the power went out old radio is still coming out over antennas, everybody.
How you doing?
Hi.
Also, so opening day in baseball. Also, March Madness gets fired back up again today with the Sweet 16 for men today. And women's Sweet 16 starts up tomorrow. I wanted to mention this because it's kind of a big deal, and yet it's also one of those weird moments in history as well. So Caitlin Clark is a woman. She plays for Iowa. She's one of the best female basketball players in college basketball.
The fact that I know the name really says a lot.
Okay.
I know her and Brittany Griner.
Well, Griner was the one that was stuck.
That's why I know her. Okay. Right. Other than that, I can't name a woman basketball player.
There's quite a few good players, and right now, women's basketball, in particular, college basketball, is enjoying a lot of viewership and a lot of support. And that's something that hasn't always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark is such a big name right now. Ice Cube came out. He is the owner of something called the Big Three. It's a 3-on-3 league.
Yeah.
And he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to join his league. Like a deal. Come play for the Big Three, and I'm going to give you $5 million, which is life-changing money, except that now in college, you're able to make money. So Caitlin Clark has been in commercials now and is probably selling jerseys and autographs and more. So she's making money like they haven't seen in the past, as in legally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some of them have seen it. They just weren't allowed to yell about it.
They weren't allowed to say. Right. And sometimes, you know, they come for your trophy after the fact when it comes out that your parents got a payday and, you know, Reggie Bush.
You didn't play by the rules, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they've offered her $5 million to come join the Big Three.
Did she?
She hasn't taken it, and she shouldn't take it right now. What she should do is take her fame to the WNBA, where that will hopefully bring eyes to it.
Yeah,
the
Bay Area, she should do that for them.
Is about to have a WNBA team.
Oh, that's great!
We're getting one in 2025.
Wow!
So, like women's basketball, you hate to put that on someone. Because she could very much it rightfully say, women's basketball isn't on me. And the $5 million offer is a once-in-a-lifetime deal that I can't pass up. But she should. I'm with you. She should go to the WNBA and bring those fans with her to that.
Well, women in professional sports leagues just struggle. They don't make enough. There isn't the same kind of viewership. There isn't the same kind of fervor, and there is definitely not the same kind of money. And what they need, and I think about this all the time, like what they need is stars. They need this woman who is a star right now to be in that league and to bring attention to it.
Right. And Brittany Griner is an example of them being and then look, I'm not saying underpaid because nobody watches these games.
They need to make a living.
So she's someone who finds herself going, I'm not paid enough in the WNBA. So she goes to Russia to join their league.
Right.
And that's how she finds herself in jail.
She's all, but my joints and my gummies.
The doobie weed undid her. But anyway, so just wanted to mention that. It's very interesting. Ice Cube's Big Three offers Caitlin Clark $5 million.
Do you ever see that? I mean, does he have like a three-man team and then other challengers come in? Like, I don't understand how that works.
Never seen it.
Okay. I remember that being kind of a big deal a couple years ago when he was putting it together. I didn't even realize it was still around.
We certainly could get Dibs on the phone and have him talk to us about it. We haven't talked to Dibs in ages.
Yeah.
Poor Dibs. I mean, not poor Dibs, but yeah, he is very under a child at the moment. Okay, this next one is just, it just is what it, oh, by the way, can I just mention this real quick before I go to my next story about Sasquatch? Someone called in and mentioned J-Lo.
Yes.
As a former partner of Diddy's.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right.
I wonder, and then we get to talking off air, like, have all these Diddy adjacent people, do they have just people waiting outside to get a piece of them? Like, is Justin Bieber waking up this morning to, hey, what kind of comment you got? What do you think about, what is it?
I'm sure he is.
Oh, yeah.
And J-Lo, too.
Do we know what broke up J-Lo and Diddy?
I don't know what broke them up. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a while ago. Wasn't that even before Mark Anthony?
I couldn't place.
Oh, he cheated on her, apparently.
Oh, surprise. Wow.
That's why they broke up?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, maybe she showed up at one of the houses and she was like, what the F is going on here? What is happening?
How do you hide that machine?
I just don't know. Well, you pay it off when it starts to bite at you within 24 hours of them filing suit.
You like this guy checking things out in advance. This story comes out of Colville, Washington, in the state of Washington. Okay?
I'm with you.
The headline reads, if you're an unusually hairy man, you might want to steer clear of Northeast Washington next month. A sheriff's office in Colville posted a funny update on Facebook after a guy called in and asked, I'm going to be coming to town and I want to make sure it's okay for me to hunt Sasquatch.
Oh.
So.
Does he mean with a rifle?
Yeah. No, he's coming
not
to
just
hunt.
I'm hunting to get sight of him?
He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April and wanted to make sure it's okay if he can go Bigfoot hunting. Is it legal there? Does he need a special license? And if so, what does he need to do to get, what hoops need to be jumped through? Who needs to be, what palms need to be greased so I can go shoot me a big hairy guy?
It's a Sasquatch season. That's funny. And so what was the reply?
The police in the area said that's really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office. We're the police.
Oh.
He said, I already called them. They referred me to you. Everybody's like, I don't know. Can he hunt an imaginary thing?
Yeah.
And if it there is a really hairy guy in the area, maybe we do need to say, you need to wear bright orange.
The production crew of Naked and Afraid is like, but we got this one hairy guy. Oh, man. That's pretty funny. I feel like the Sasquatch thing is very real for some people. I knew a guy, and he was definitely certifiable. He was like an older brother of like a friend
of mine.
It's not Village.
Oh, okay.
That Goodrick's older, way older brother. And he, Tony. And he was in a Sasquatch club. It was like, never bring up Bigfoot around this ever. Don't wear fuzzy slippers. Don't have a beard. Like, if you get him started, he will trap you and you will never. So I know there are people who, like, they believe. It's like a flat earth thing. They just choose to believe and they believe it. And they will tell you all the proof.
Whoever took the call, again, this is a call in Northeast Washington. The guy apparently did, in fact, first call the Fish and Wildlife Office, then called the local police where he was asking, is it okay if I hunt Sasquatch when I come to town?
Can't someone just tell him no?
Whoever took the call passed it up the chain of command. I don't know, man. Hold on. Okay. I don't know, man. Yeah, hold on.
Right, exactly. Let me get you to someone who.
They said he told him he'd wait to hear back and wanted to clarify if he was only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch and that he, of course, wouldn't hunt a female. I don't know how you would tell those apart if one wears pink and the other wears blue.
The breasts, obviously.
Female Sasquatch has cans.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Four of them, actually. I mean, six sometimes.
Six? The chief of police, what?
And a great ass.
Stupid.
Yeah, They're really easy to tell apart.
From behind, you really know.
You're like,
which
whoa,
is rich.
Okay.
Right, I got you. Okay. Tan and gleaming gold.
Sure, right.
Perfectly smooth.
Just a light layer of peach fuzz on it. Yeah.
The chief of police wanted to pass along two pieces of info in case anyone else wanted to travel to the area to hunt Bigfoot. One, the guy asking about an area called Meadow Lake, which is actually in a different county. Mm. So the sheriff said they might have more info. And then he also said he's pretty sure there aren't any around.
But you are correct in that if you are a hairy person of either gender, now is not the time
he
to
said
visit.
They'd never seen any Sasquatch in the area, so you
don't
know.
Just shoot at anything that moves, dude. God, some people. And listen, if you did spot it, I mean, the whole point of Sasquatch is it's this rare, never seen. Like,
well, kill it.
No.
Isn't that what a hunter does, though? Aren't they like, well.
Aren't hunters really supposed to just, like, feed their family with the deer or whatever, the deer meat?
It depends.
It's like trophy hunter people. Like, don't shoot Sasquatch. He's just a dude.
That's my point, though. There are those people who are like, I'm going to catch a plane and go on a mission to catch an elephant or
something. Or a lion or
whatever.
Something, right? So gross.
They should allow him to shoot him with like a tranquilizer gun. You know, that would
yes.
Capture him.
Yes, Bryn. Yes. Then you still get to shoot. We can tag him.
Yeah, but then we've got lions addicted to tranks.
Oh. Can't have that. Lion. They're coming around. Shoot me up, man. Come on.
Hit me.
It's for science.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The killing at the night. This is 510 says the killing at the nightclub broke them up, not the cheating. Diddy, J-Lo, and a rapper named Shine were all arrested in New York. In New York, Shine went away and Diddy and J-Lo were freed. And that was it for them. I vaguely remember this.
Yes. And everyone talks about how that one dude took the fall. Like, who knows what really happened? That guy went, it's me. And Diddy probably went, you go do the time, you come out, I'll make you a big star.
415 says, Bigfoot is not imaginary, Vinny.
Okay.
Just because you haven't seen one doesn't mean it's not real. Okay, good point. You got me.
That is true. Just talk to my friend Tony.
415 says, Village was my first guest too, Vin. By the way.
Village is wicked smart.
I saw a picture of Village.
Yeah?
From back in the day.
When? Where? How?
He posted it on Facebook.
Oh, like on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. He had a day.
Oh, yeah.
He had the hair, the whole thing. He had the...
I bet I know what picture it is. There's a few really good pictures of him, like right around the time, I think I was like a senior in high school. He was maybe 2 years out of school, and he was like, fine.
Yeah, and then that's when you did him, right?
Oh, no. I was later.
Much later.
He was still cute. I mean, I loved him anyway. He was you know, my friend, so...
Huh.
But yeah, Village was hot. Actually, when I was like a sophomore in high school, is when me and him met. We were in Mr. Crow's art class together.
Wait,
and
who?
Mr. Crow.
Oh, Mr. Crow's art class. Okay, it's Mr. Crow's art.
Mr. Crow's art class. Art class. So that was how we ever met. That's how we got to know each other. We were hanging out together in this art class. And I was scared. He was like older, you know, senior in high school, and he was really cute and just, and like liked me. And I said, oh my God, you're so autistic. That's amazing. I'm really, like really, and I really liked him and everything and had like a little bit of a mini crush on him and stuff. And then it was not really, and then he graduated. And so it was a couple of years before I even saw him again. And we like ran into each other, and he was the one who said, I ran into him at this little country convenience store out near my house. I was back, you know, after
there you are trying to, hey, mister, some bias.
Yeah, at this point, I'm probably 19. So I'm back from my first year of college. And I
Horse
run into
college.
Him. Horse College, my right. 1 year that I did there. And right. And he's the reason I didn't go back. Because I ran into him and he goes, Sarah, I'm so great I'm running into you. I'm going to head up and see my friend's band rehearse. Cross Dagger. at the studios in Brockton. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, I'll totally go. And so
he dropped everything right then and went with him.
And he was like, yeah, all right, I'll swing by. I'll pick you up later on. I'm like, great. We go over, and that was the night I met Whitey and John and Goodrick and Evil Rick and just everybody.
That whole crew that's in your life to this day came through Village.
That day, Village worked with the singer in their band at the time.
At the country store in East Brockton.
East Bridgewater.
What?
That's where we grew up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's Brockton?
Brockton is a town over, and that's where the studios were.
Oh, that's where that came in. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, fun. I'm way out of time, by the way. It was nice going down memory lane, but what's coming up in the trash? Right.
Good times. And keeping up with the sports.
We're Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.